Lingering Dreams, a Doctor Who fic written by Navon and read by Saffron. Summary: Donna has strange dreams. Her grandfather is the only one who listens. There are days when Donna feels burnt out. She is happy in her marriage. Life looks good. Even money isn't a problem anymore nowadays. But sometimes she feels something is missing. Something important. When the feeling gets stronger, the dreams start again. She has tried to talk about them. Sean doesn't understand. Her mother's face closes off when she tries to tell her. The only one who listens patiently is her grandfather. "There are stars everywhere," she says, "and I can feel them moving. I can feel the earth spinning beneath my feet, and all that is holding me is gravity. I can hear planets move through space, the harmony of the universe. It's beautiful and frightening, a melody that can't be ignored." She stares into her tea, as if the answer to these dreams lies on the bottom of the cup. "And time is in flux all around me, and I can feel it. I can see it. It's amazing, and I know it. I understand how the universe works." And then I try to concentrate and wake up. She can't explain it properly, because the experience, the feelings, the knowledge aren't really there anymore. The Donna of the dreams doesn't exist in the waking world. But she remembers that for the moments of the dreams, Donna Temple Noble is... important? "Sometimes it's better not to understand everything, Donna." Her grandfather looks at her sadly. But she thinks she can see a bit of pride there, too. But why would he be proud of her now? For crazy dreams? "Some things should stay a mystery," he adds. She has a sudden flash of a man in a brown coat, fire and time dancing all around him. She has seen him in dreams, shining, standing out, like a warning not to tread there. "Yeah, maybe," she says, but doesn't mean it. "But..." She struggles with the words. How can you explain something you only see and feel in dreams? Something you understand perfectly until you wake up. "The moment I wake up, it fades. And it hurts." "It hurts?" her grandfather asks, slight alarm in his voice. "Not physically, but waking up, it feels like dying then. Like the dawn of the dream dies every time I wake up." He is silent and stares at her intently. Since childhood, he understood her better than everyone else, and it seems he understands this too. She shakes her head. "It's just weird, that's all. Sometimes it scares me, but it's nothing, really. Just strange dreams, right?" He shrugs helplessly. "Our minds come up with weird things sometimes. Don't worry about it, Donna. Don't you worry so much." "Yeah." She can feel the lingering feelings fade away like the last tendrils of the dream. "Yeah. Nothing to worry about. Stupid dreams. Nothing special." Her grandfather shakes his head. "Very special. Never doubt that, Donna. Never doubt that." The end. Written for the 10 Shakespeare Challenge, for the prompt, Hamlet, to sleep, perchance to dream. The song used was Turn Left by Murray Gold. If you like this fic, please leave some feedback for the author. You can find the text version of this fic at archiveofourown.org/works/126579. If you'd like to leave me some feedback or kudos, you can do so at SaffronBunBaker on AO3. Thank you for listening.